On behalf of Fathers Chris, Father Andrew, Deacon Jack, Deacon Glenn, Deacon David, and all of our staff here at St. Mary's, myself, I'd like to welcome each and every one of you here to the Easter Vigil in this holy night. We come together this evening to celebrate Jesus' Passover from death to life. I'd like to also welcome all of our elect that are here with us, young men and women who have been journeying with the Lord, specifically over this last year. In RCIA, as they have been praying and discerning and listening to God speaking to them, and have decided today to receive the sacraments, some baptism, some others profession of faith, and all will receive confirmation and First Communion. Also like to welcome all of you who have been here for the last couple of days. So we started the Triduum on Holy Thursday, so many of you have been with us on Thursday and Friday. And coming together tonight, this Easter Vigil. I'd like to finally welcome all of our guests. So all the men and women who are here with us tonight, who maybe it's your first time here at St. Mary's. So I'd like to welcome you here this evening. What an awesome liturgy for you to be part of. I know many of you are here supporting maybe your children, maybe a sibling, maybe a friend who is entering the church. So we'd just really like to welcome you and thank you for being present here tonight. Your presence means a lot. To our elect, to these young men and women who will be entering the church tonight. Just want to start real quick, maybe take away a few distractions. The first one is little scabs on my forehead, so you maybe were wondering. I was working on Monday with my dad, cutting down some dead trees, and a dead branch fell and hit my head, so it looked a whole lot worse on Monday, so it's gotten better as the week has progressed, so. No worries. Father Chris, Father Andrew, and I didn't get into a brawl at the rectory or anything, so things are good. Hope you're comfortable in your own place. I'd like to give a shout-out to those who are standing here tonight. It is, again, awesome to see a packed house here this evening. And in a very special and a real way, tonight is the last night we'll celebrate the Easter Vigil here in this space, here in this church. As many of you know that we're building a new church, and many of you probably hopefully saw it as you drove in. So next year, we will be in that church for the Easter Vigil. So you'll have to come back, because you'll have a seat. Maybe two or three other seats as well, right? So we should have plenty of space. So the dedication is this coming July. So it's kind of neat, I think, to recognize the witness of this space, of this church, the many Easter Vigils that have taken place here, right? The many baptisms, communions, penances, confessions, the many masses, even a few ordinations, even a consecration. I know Sister Charisse is here. She was consecrated in a little over three years ago here at St. Mary's. She's one of our apostles in the interior life. So this church has witnessed many sacraments, has witnessed many of you, many students who have come here, who have flocked here, desiring to encounter the Lord in this space. And I just, in a debt of gratitude to all of those who have helped to decorate it, for those who have helped to clean it over the years, for those who have helped to repair things that were broken, for those who have been allowed this church to be a place of encounter, to be a home for so many of our students from A&M and to Blinn. And again, to have that encounter. And I have no doubt that the new church is going to serve our Aggie Catholic family just as well. I was also going to say, I forgot, all the holy Aggie Catholic marriages that also take place here in this church as well. So anybody, so, I know there's a lot of you got married here, and a few of you are still going to get married here. So the church will still be open. So just want to say a few things tonight, just real quick, just to kind of muse on some of the things that are going on or taking place. Of course, we started outside, kind of in the dark, with the new Easter fire. Really no lights here in the building at all. Pretty much the only thing that you could see was this fire. I was kind of wondering what all the cars that were driving by, what they were thinking. What is going on? What's this fire? What's taking place? We kind of entered into a dark church, right? Just one light as the new Easter candle was lit comes into the church, and how that one light then passed to each of you kind of illuminates the church in this new light. Then, of course, we had to quickly blow them out. We listen to Scripture, Old Testament, and then a couple of New Testament readings as we hear of salvation history, how God has saved His people, how God has freed us from death, how He has destroyed death and sin, and given us the opportunity through these beautiful sacraments, especially of baptism, that we may enter into His life, that we may become another Christ, intimately abiding in the life of Christ through the sacrament of baptism. Maybe it's just kind of been on my mind, but just want to speak a little bit real quick about doors. The other day we were in a meeting and I found out there's actually 12 entrances, 12 doors to the new church. So that was kind of cool for a Catholic church and even one here in Aggieland, the number 12. So, doors. But this kind of idea of a door, right? So, of course, doors on cars, doors on houses, doors on places, doors give us an opportunity to enter into something, right? And many times, many of you have flocked here to St. Mary's, have come to St. Mary's, have entered these doors, and have known what you would encounter here. The Lord waiting for you, the Lord ready to speak to you, and you to listen to Him, and for you to pour your heart out to Him. Maybe even two, maybe for some of you who are coming into the church, maybe you've saw these doors of this church many times. Maybe you walked by it, drove by it. Maybe you were curious what was in here. Maybe you thought you would never come into this church. And here tonight, the Lord has brought you here. The Lord has welcomed you into the doors of this church for you to, in a very real and powerful way, to encounter Him. That you will die to yourself, to your own ego, maybe to your old ways, to your old ideas, and you will be reborn into a new life, a life filled with the Spirit, a life with new direction. Kind of interesting, too, this baptismal font we could even speak of as a door as well, that this door, too, enters into a new life, a new beginning. I don't know if you've ever been out in the dark and opened a door that there's a bunch of light on in the inside, and again, this realization of welcome and of comfort and of invitation. A door, really, too, for us as Christians, a door is our faith. If we believe, then faith allows us to enter into a relationship with God. Faith allows us to come into His house, to His place of love, compassion, generosity, and forgiveness. Our faith, too, is a door, an entrance into a life with Christ. I think it's kind of also neat to think about, for many of you, especially those who are entering the church today, who was the first one that maybe opened these doors of the church for you? Who were the first ones that introduced to you a faith in Jesus Christ, introduced and invited you to know Him? Who, in some sense, allowed that door of faith to be opened to you, and you trusted them to walk through it, to come to know the God who had created you from the beginning of time, God who loved you completely, a God who wants to wash away all of your sins, a God who wants to heal you and to make you whole? And so hopefully you will enter the doors of your faith, the doors of this church, the doors of many churches, to find a home and an encounter with God who loves you. And my encouragement is that we do not forget, per se, about the doors of our own faith that lead us into this relationship with the Lord. Tonight will be a very powerful night. My hope is that this baptism, you don't take home with you and then put it up in the closet, kind of like a coat or something that you only pull out when you need, but that you will truly enter into the life of Jesus Christ. We speak a lot about these days of evangelization, and really the only way that our world is going to be evangelized is if we truly decide to live as Christ. I mean, that really is the only way, a very radical way, but it's the only way that the Christian faith, the Catholic faith, is going to continue to grow, is when each and every one of us seek to live as Christ, truly desire to die with Him, to pass over from death to life, to fully live in the Spirit of God. Then your light, your life will be as bright as Christ, and you will not need any other light. All we will need is to live as Christ each and every day. And so hopefully we find the encouragement of everyone here. Hopefully we find the encouragement of those, again, who have introduced Christ to us. And we will support one another and encourage each other to live as Christ daily. And I will tell you, I know that there are many churches and many places in the world, but this place is so powerful. Even to me, to see the witness of so many people. I tell students from time to time, gosh, if you can't grow in your faith here, there's something wrong. to see so many young people who enter into this church, so many people, young people who desire to know the Lord, who spend more time here maybe than they do studying, which I know I did. Yeah. I think that helped my vocation a lot. It didn't help my GPA very much, but this realization that there is something here. There truly is a light at St. Mary's, and I know St. Mary's is a light for so many people and definitely for the world. And finally, just want to end with, here at St. Mary's, we have the John 15 program, and John 15 is for all of our new students, all our freshmen, and the whole year we focus in on the 15th chapter of the Gospel of John. And it speaks about the vine and the branches and abiding with the Lord. Just kind of want to leave you with two things. I don't really want to take away from the liturgy tonight, so I really want the liturgy to speak to you and you to have an open heart tonight as we, here in a few minutes, will witness these baptisms and confirmation and first communions. But what it truly means to tonight is really what it means to abide. There has been many gifts of many different people who have made this night very beautiful, from the music to the serving to the decorating to so many different things. And then we place it in the Lord's hands and just abide and allow Him to work through the light, through the words that are spoken, through the songs that are sung, through the movements of the altar servers, through everything that happens, just to abide and let the Lord speak and use and enter in us. This particular word of abiding has been speaking to me throughout the whole season of Lent and kind of been resisting it a lot. But I realized the other day, kind of reflecting on the Beatitudes, the first one, the poverty of spirit, that if we are, man, I have a lot of space for the Lord to abide. And really, if we are truly recognize the poverty of our own spirit, there's a lot of real estate that the Lord can soak up and that we can truly seek to abide in Him if we die to self and abide in the Lord's love for us. So tonight, just invite you to soak up the light, to truly to open the door of your faith and enter into God's love and mercy for you.
Thank you for listening to Aggie Catholic Homilies. You can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Spotify, or anywhere else you listen to podcasts. Be sure to check out our sister podcast, Aggie Catholic Talks, to hear talks from Magnify, Catholicism 101, and more. Thanks, God bless, and gig 'em.